Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, we are talking to Zimbabweans in the diaspora about the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. It's going on in New York. But before we go deep into it, let's take a quick look at some highlights coming from Zimbabwe. Senior government officials from South Africa and Zimbabwe attended a ceremony in Harare to mark the handover of the remains of over a dozen South African freedom fighters who died in exile during the struggle to end apartheid. The remains of 16 people buried in Harare and Bulawayo were successfully exhumed. Zimbabwe Permanent Secretary for Home Affairs, Ambassador Raphael Faranisi, had this to say.
Today marks a very special day in many respects as we embark on a journey to pay special tribute and honor our liberation stalwarts who laid down their lives in the fight against apartheid and colonialism. The successful exhumation of 16 human remains at Warren Park Cemetery in Harare, Athlone Cemetery in Bulawayo is a significant step towards closure for the families.
That was Zimbabwe Permanent Secretary for Home Affairs, Ambassador Raphael Faranisi in Harare, and South Africa Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, Mzwanele Nyoko, also spoke at the function.
We can never forget various forms of support that our freedom fighters received from this land. They received material, military and spiritual support. The graves that dot the territory of Zimbabwe is a living archive and testament to this support.
South Africa Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, Mzwanele Nyonto in Harare, at the United... Pardon me. We are moving on now to the story of the day. At the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, U.S. President Joe Biden used his final presidential address before the General Assembly to urge unity in the face of challenges including conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and Sudan. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from New York.
Go ahead.
Hope, unity, and service. President Joe Biden's parting message to world leaders in his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. The U.S. leader covered a lot of ground in his valedictory address before world leaders. As expected, he urged the world to work together to end conflicts in Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan. And he touted his administration's work in health and climate mitigation. But it was this line, about his decision not to seek re-election, that garnered the most applause from the audience, which included leaders from the body's 193 member states.
My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people.
But his call for a peace deal to end spreading conflict in the Middle East shows how deeply divided this international body is.
Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible. In fact, it remains the only path to lasting security to allow the residents from both countries to return to their homes and the border safely. And that's what we're working tirelessly to achieve.
But the conflict in Gaza, like the one in Ukraine, will likely not end with Biden's presidency, analysts say.
I think the president is trying to toe the line that he's always towed, support for Israel, but really indicating also some sympathy and understanding of the plight of Gaza and some hope that it will be resolved, but not really being able to control the situation very directly.
Washington's strong support of Israel has tested its standing at the UN, where many members are critical of Israel's action, both in Gaza and now in Lebanon. On Tuesday, the head of the international body warned of what he called politically indefensible and morally intolerable impunity.
Nothing can justify the abhorrent acts of terror committed by Hamas on October 7th or the taking of hostages, both of which I have repeatedly condemned. And nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
This annual event is a chance for the world's governments to discuss shared challenges and shared visions. The big question now, from Gaza to Ukraine to Sudan, what are they going to do about it? Nita Powell, VOA News, New York.
And now let's turn on to our reporter, Taboka Ngule, for a quick insight of the scene in New York today. Taboka, thanks for joining us. How is New York today?
Hi, Evans. New York continues to be a hive of activity as we get into the second day of the high-level meetings here at the United Nations General Assembly. And we saw a number of highlights with President Zelensky of Ukraine being the major highlight this morning.
Oh, that's a good picture there you have just painted. Now, let me come to you, Lindebele Ndoda. Kule minye emi itlangano na eyenzakala se ngesikhathi e New York.
Imihlangano minengi kakhulu lapha eVanzi eqhutshwayo. Unganandzelela ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi abakhokheli abathiyeneyo ababuya lapha bevele emazweni athiyeneyo bahle bathathe leli thuba ukuthi bahlangane labantu abavele emazweni abo abathiyeneyo. Kodwa nxa ungakhayelisisa eZimbabwe, udaba ngolokuthi umongameli omnumzana Mnangagwa akasafikanga ke lapha, osekusenza ukuthi kungabi le mihlangano le engaqhubekeli phambili. Bekule mihlangano ebeqoqiwe ukuthi ukuzahlangana obasomabhizimusi abalapha eMelika abavela eZimbabwe ukuthi baqhube umhlangano nomongameli, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kasabuyanga ayenelisanga ukuthi iqhutshekwe le mihlangano. Njalo eminye ebekhayelele ukuthi bekhona layo ayisabanga khona, njengoba abanye abaphathi ntambo bakahulumende lezinye iziphathamandla ebezilapha sezibuyelile ekhaya. Laloba-ke kukhayelele ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe omnumzana Shaba uzakuba ekhuluma-ke kulomhlangano Evans.
Aha. Titarisewo Taboka kuti kumashure uko tine nhoroondo yemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu, mapato anopikisa vanhuwo zvavo vanouya vachiratidzira mumazuva anoitwa musangano iwoyuyu kumakore ekumashure uko. Rwendo runo zvakamira sei?
Wangu vanorera kodzero dzevanhu vanga vari pano vachipinda misangano yakasiyana siyana. Vakawanda vakapinda misangano kubva Saturday Sunday kupinda muvhiki rino, asi vakawanda vatobva muno muNew York. Hapana vataona vachiratidzira. Zviri kuratidza kuti vangopinda misangano asi havana kuratidzira. Tambotaurawo nevamwe vakambenge vachiratidzira vari muno vachimira nemasangano anopikisa muZimbabwe, vachiti aiwa gore rino havana kuuya. Zviri kuratidza kuti hapasisina kuwirirana kana kuti kubatira pamwe chete kuti pange pachiratidzirwa nenzira yakadaro sezvanga zvichiitika makore apfuura. Evans,
as we wrap up, Taboka, let's look at the presentations that were made today. We understand Zimbabwe is going to speak last today at the end of, probably by the end of the day. Is there something else to look out for going forward after this?
Going forward after this events, we are looking forward to having Foreign Minister Shaba speaking at the end, but we also have other African leaders who are going to be speaking today, also including Botswana. We are set to see Botswana also speak, and we look forward to hear from Shaba, where we are expecting him to speak about the uthi abekhuluma-ke lapha ekhangela udaba lwezitheziso zenotho, lapho esikhayelele khona ukuthi uza kuba ekhonana-ke ngezitheziso zenotho ezetheswa umongameli umnumzana Mnangagwa kanye lamankampani labanye abalithumi. Utatarisira zvekare Evans kuti vashava vachange vachibata zvekare nyaya ye-UN Security Council, which is an issue that President Ramaphosa from South Africa spoke about yesterday. So So these are some of the issues that we think Foreign Minister Shava will be speaking about. Tichitaura izvozvi ndiri kuvaona vashava vari kupfuura patakamira patiri kutotaura vari kupfuura kumashure kwedu vashava vachipinda mumusangano uyu pavakatatarisira kuti vange vachitaura manheru ano.
Thank you so much, Taboka. We appreciate you. Taboka Nzure is our reporter covering the General Assembly in New York, and he will be back. Now let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, to discuss this year's UN General Assembly, we are joined live in the studio by a very prominent civic society leader based in South Africa, but here with us today in DC, Mr. Mnjodzi Mtandiri. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, my brother, for having us.
We appreciate you for showing, and we hope we will get a bit of some nuggets of what's been going on and what's happening in the region. What brings you to New York for this year's assembly? Let's start from there.
So clearly, the challenges we are facing across the globe are not sparing us as a region, as Southern Africa. Mm-hmm. And part of what we're trying to do in terms of the work we have been doing over the years is to really help be part of the conversations as Southern Africans, particularly people from Zimbabwe and, of course, the SADC region. And so we have been building on what the part of the future should look like over the years, when we knew that the UN was going to have a summit of the future, because we think it's critical that civilian voices, ordinary citizens, are part of what the future will look like. So we have been here in New York, and now, of course, here in Washington, but in New York, we have been part of many civil society gatherings that have been looking to input on global cooperation, mm-hmm. to talk about the challenges of climate change, the challenges we are facing across the globe on peace and security, as well as stability, and ensure that as we formulate a pact for the future, it is informed by the day-to-day challenges that we meet as ordinary people, that we do not address challenges that are in the air and that are seen by a very few. We're trying to ensure that the most marginalized and vulnerable voices are on the table. And we think that we have, to some extent, been able to do that. The results we'll see in terms of how we move forward.
Very, very interesting nuggets there. You've thrown in already a bunch of pointers. We will come back and talk about all those. We also have another guest who's going to join us, and she's been attending summits, the same assembly in New York. We are going to bring her over, and we will see and hear what she's been going through as well, and we can all share this discussion. So we also have on the phone from New York, a very interesting guest, Executive Director of Black Physicians Association of Ontario, Ms. Chennai Kadungure, a Zimbabwean based in Canada who is in New York. Welcome to the show, Ms. Kadungure.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. We are here. We've just heard Mr. Mtandiri tell us a little bit of a background of why as civic organizations they came to the assembly and why they are pushing an agenda that encompasses a lot of things involving with the region and the globe at large. While you are in New York, what's your take on what you have seen, the side meetings you have been into at this year's assembly?
Some of the conversations seemed to be a continuation of 2023 conversations around, you know, multiple crises occurring at the same time around the world, struggles with financing some core, core civil issues, especially in the global south. But I also think there is a real push to try and have a bit more of a meaningful exchange, whether it comes to aid, development, international financing. There is still hesitancy from the leaders in the global north to sort of meet leaders in the global south as equals. That's the like overarching theme that I've seen. And this is across whether we're talking about health, finance, technology, investment. It's just similar themes. And I guess the main thing as well is we've got the difference, the variance between what is pledged and what donors actually end up giving, which adds to some of the challenges. But I don't envy anyone in any of these sectors because the numbers definitely are not looking great terms of catching up to the 2030 goals. Yeah.
All right. Let's hold it there. We will come back and move it forward. Mr. Mtandiri.
Okay.
Having attended a number of sessions in this year's assembly, what would you say were your biggest takeaways from your background coming into this assembly in 2024 with the goals? Everybody has been talking about a lot of things, like you mentioned climate change, you mentioned peace, you mentioned human rights. What's your biggest takeaway?
So I think for me, what is clear is that for those on the south, we still have a long way to push for our agenda. I think that the priorities across the globe would differ with whoever is looking at the situation. And for us to begin to be on the table meaningfully, there are a lot of things that need to change in the decision-making mechanisms within the multilateral bodies like the United Nations. But I think that the starting point for us is quite clear. We have been trying to build a very coherent voice as Africans in terms of what we need to put on the table. And I think civil society across Africa has been working strongly on the different things that we touched on to say this should be what we need to look at going forward. So the key takeaway is that there is a lot of work to do. But we think that our leaders, particularly the African leadership, President Ramaphosa was clear in what he thinks could move the needle towards addressing the challenges we are facing on the south. And hopefully many others would speak to that. But I think there is more that has to be done for global leaders to begin to put their priorities in a more coherent way and begin to address the challenges that might be simmering, that are not on the surface at the moment, because what we are seeing is that people jump when there is a crisis that is overblown. But some of these crises could be prevented if people take time to invest in understanding the global dynamics and work to ensure that we progress the world rather than to jump when issues get out of hand.
All right, let's hold the thought there. We'll come back to you. Let me get back to you, Ms. Kadungure, if you can hear me. You see, Mr. Mtandiri here is raising very interesting points, some of which I think you've echoed already in the background. Do you think, as people that are looking to grow and benefit from these interventions that the union is talking about, are you getting what you are looking for?
I think it's 50-50. I think it is a start, but but we still have a lot more work to do for meaningful change. I think like most things, what ends up happening is we have sort of like some of the surface level issues that are being tackled, but you also have things like, an example, they'll say 600 million people in, you know, one of the 100 people in West Africa still do not have access to electricity, as an example, right? And so what, that's a problem, but the ways of addressing it, you can see people are still struggling. I think they'd have meaningful impact if they engaged a bit more strongly with diasporas, especially global South diasporas, because you understand the context, you understand risk mitigation, all those other elements that some of these international agencies can't necessarily solve.
Mm-hmm. I think we are losing you there, Ms. Kadungure. We will ask our producers to track your number again and see if we can bring, bring you back. Let me come back to you, Vamtandil. Oh, you are still there? Can you hear me, Ms. Kadungure?
Yes, I can. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, yes. Now we can hear you. Please, you can finish off your point. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Just to say, I think with a lot of the challenges that the international agencies are facing in working in contexts like Africa, I think they benefit a lot more with connecting to the African diaspora and helping them to solve some of the problems, whether it's around risk mitigation, sometimes buy-in for more investment, you know, different themes like that, because it just seems like the diaspora voice is drowned in all of this. So there's intention, implementation, and I think the gap is, let's have more people from Africa involved in the solution.
Mm, okay, we hear you there. So, ndochiuya kwamuri vamutandisi. Pataurwa nyaya panapa yekuti izwi rezvizvarwa zveAfrica zviri mudiaspora harisi kusvika zvakanaka, harisi kubuda zvakanaka. Mune zvii zvamungafunge imi kuti zvingada kuitwa kuti vana vemuAfrica, isu tinoda kutarisira Zimbabwe, kutoti vana vemuZimbabwe vari kunze uku, zvii zvavangaite zvinoita kuti izwi ravo rinzwikwe munyaya dzingagadzirise matambudziko ose amuri kutaura nezvawayo.
So I think Chenaya abata on some of the key issues that are coming out. I think zvakakosha kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe nepasi rese jekerere manani state actors kusanganisira vema civil society organizations vatange kuzviorganize vachibatira pamwe having my conversations ekuti tirikuendepi tirikubvepi tiri papi. Zvinobetsera kuti kana vanhu vakabatana at that level vanozokwanisa kushandisa voice ravo rimwe chete vachipusha for some of the things that we have as real problems. Because dambudziko hombe ratosangana naro nderekuti tofungidzira kuti mapolicy makers, particularly my political leaders at global level, at times when they make decisions, you get a sense yekuti havana kusvika kuground vakawana firstly the real challenges that are affecting people, then secondly my priorities acho haataridzi sekuti vanoziva the urgency, the urgent need iri kuda kuaddresswa kuti ma problems aya saramba achisema. We're talking about issues of climate change. We have seen not just here, but at COP, at the previous COPs, we see that at the COP again. Vanhu vanotaura, vachitaura kwenguva yakareba, asi pasina zviri tangible zvekumuva the needle in addressing climate change. Stobva ku Southern Africa izvozvi. Nzara yakatirova. Haisi yekuti vanhu vari kuda kuti mhinduro izouya kuswera mangwana ogore rinouya. Vanhu vari kudiwa izvozvi. So nyaya yemapriorities yekuti toaddressa sei zviri kuaffecta pasi rese jikerere ndo dambudziko rataita kuti toona sekuti maproblems. That's why for us tichishanda zvine simba kuti manani state actors azviorganize ataure nevoice rimwe chete patokwanisa kuconnecta nediaspora vanachenai zvavari kuita from their angle nesu tripa ground tisimbisane tibudirane pamwe chete nechinhu one chekuti tikafamba negwara iri togona kuaddressa maproblems edu akawanda. Issues yema conflicts particularly for us in Africa, is a real challenge. But the world then tells us that let's focus on this and that. But it still says Africans, we need to be more organized and be more vociferous in pushing for demands that address the challenges we are facing. We are 1 billion people in Africa. We are not a small number. So it is important that we find each other, we build a coherent voice, we talk as African civil society, particularly because our politicians, we know kuti kunyanya kwa trust ku trust bere nemwana.
Kuna muzare kadungure muchiri kundinzwa here? Aha, vamutandiri pano vari kuti ivo pane nyaya dzinoda kugadziriswa dzekuti vaone kuti ivo vari kuground nemi muri kunze mungabata nepapi, mungasangana nepapi kuti izwi renyu risvike zvakanaka. Imi mune zvamuri kuita here sezvizvarwa zveAfrica zveZimbabwe zviri kumatunhu ari kunze uku kuedza kuona kuti kwangaitwe bridge here apa kuti nhamo dzatiri kusangana nadzo, nhamo dzine vana vekumusha nematambudziko ane nyika idzi angagadziriswa?
So to give an example, I'm a member of the Canada African Canada African Partnership and also the Canada African Chamber of Commerce. A lot of countries like South Africa, Nigeria, the Congo have benefited from that partnership. Zimbabwe is still just new. It's a new player in the game. So I know October 15th is actually going to be a business summit. And this is looking at meaningful investment in sectors in Zimbabwe. But it's also about connecting the two, right? You want private sector people in Canada who want to invest in Zimbabwe to also include Zimbabwean diasporans, because now when you're looking at those themes I was talking about, de-risking and things like that, it's very different if you've got that connection to home. I think the buy-in is higher. So that's just an example. We want to do more diaspora activities. Right now, the diaspora, we are about 30% of the Zimbabwean population. So you're looking at, if 7 million of us give a dollar, that's already $7 million to do something back home. We are a larger force than we realize, and we don't sort of coordinate together. So what we're seeing popping up is we are creating diaspora networks. We're talking amongst each other. There's some solid WhatsApp groups I'm in where you can see people are looking at, how do we invest in health back home? How do we do this? How do we do that? That conversation needs to be a bit more formalized and supported by country governments where they are, especially for some who are dual citizens.
Zvekuzotaura vamutandiri, takusvika kumagume echirongwa, tasara nemaseconds mashoma zvimwe mabva kumusha. Shoko ramungasiyira vana veZimbabwe nderekuti kudii, tichipendera chirongwa.
Vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kubatana, voramba vachitaura. There is nothing that beats conversations. When people talk, you have solved your problems. We must begin to talk, prioritize, identify our problems, and begin to be coherent in terms of the future or the Zimbabwe that we want to build. So it should be very clear, kuti pasina kushandira pamwe chete semomo yeZimbabwe, atina kwatinenge tiri kuenda.
Tinokutendai zvikuru, Zimbabwe. That was Vamutandiri. Let's thank our guests on the show. Thank you for coming to Washington and be on the show with us. We will hope we'll see you again another time soon.
Thanks.
And to our other guest in New York, we thank you so much. And to the listeners and viewers, we appreciate you for being on the show. This brings us to the end of our show today. Signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zeninga.